This morning, we're checking in with Matt MacArthur, Director of Real Estate and Fundraising of the Arts and Business Council of Greater Boston. That organization has acquired the Star Store in downtown New Bedford as of May. Its goal is to refurbish that building and bring artists back into the Star Store. Also create some art-related retail shops on the bottom floor of that building. The Arts and Business Council of Greater Boston and New Bedford Creative had now scheduled 3 community engagement sessions where they will explain their concepts, listen to ideas about what others want to see in the Star Store, and that's the way to plan this thing. And the community sessions are a pretty important part of all this. So welcome back, Matt. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks very much for having me.
All right. Matt, this project moving right along. The open sessions will be held on September 15th, the 23rd, and the 29th. What do you hope you get from these meetings?
Well, our aim in all the community engagement process is to spend the majority of the time listening and collecting information from community members to understand what it is they want to do and see and experience when they go to the Star Store in the future. So it's a lot of listening. We will have some interactive elements, you know, where folks can, share their ideas, essentially brainstorm ideas and share those with us in groups and also, you know, out loud in the room. But really, more than anything, it's about us hearing from community members.
So are you going to present some concepts, your concepts perhaps, and have people comment? Or are you going to, is that part of the presentation, I guess?
It certainly will be. You know, I want to be careful about how I set expectations with folks. You know, we've heard a lot in some of the smaller group sessions we've done initially. So the 3 town hall style meetings that you described a moment ago are large format and, you know, we're expecting, you know, 50 or more people per session at this point. We have been doing some small groups, more discipline specific. So 2D creativity, 3D creativity. We had a textile and fashion subgroup last night at Interwoven. And so some of those smaller sessions have already started to inform, you know, what some of these specific artistic disciplines might be looking. So we will be able to share some concepts. But, you know, you make an excellent point. You know, the objective is not to share a final concept, but instead to share some ideas for folks to respond to. So we hope folks will come to those meetings ready to both, you know, share any new ideas they haven't seen or heard, but also respond to some of the ones that we will share too.
Has any repair work happened already? There's a lot of stuff there that really has to be replaced.
There sure is.
Yeah. So, yeah. But nothing has started yet.
Only in the kind of lightest sense. You know, I'm there with the elevator company and with the fire alarm company and coordinating with the fire department and just beginning all of those processes to, you know, to make sure that everyone's being brought along as we you know, begin to update and, you know, make the building safe for another, you know, 25 plus years of use. But it's very preliminary. Nothing major to see yet.
What's the price tag for this project, Matt? Have we nailed one down yet?
No, certainly not. I laugh because, Jim, every time you ask me this question, the number's going to be higher, isn't it?
Sure, probably. Yeah.
If I had to best guess at this point, you know, the systems replacement work alone, just replacing mechanical systems and replacing the fire alarm and modernizing the elevators and all, that's $5 million or so. What it will take to actually equip or fit out the spaces for specific users is a big unknown, but there's at least a couple $1 million in that work as well. So I sure hope we don't get to 10, but it's going to be somewhere between, you know, 5 and 10, between 5 and 8 by the time it's all done.
Sure. So here's the next question you might say no to, but have you already signed on some financial backers for this? Last time when we talked, you mentioned that, there are people out there who don't live in New Bedford, don't even live in southeastern Mass, who would invest in this kind of project because they care about the arts, they care about saving buildings, whatever it is, whatever floats their boat. Any financial backers been found already?
Nothing to announce yet, but at least a half a dozen conversations about really significant investments. So I hope by the next time you and I speak, I can be more specific. But
okay.
You are correct. Generally speaking, folks are excited about the project. It's a very unique situation to have a building downtown with such historic significance that's, you know, already well positioned to be a creative center, a creative hub. So it's very unique.
Okay, so this project, you're still gathering information. You're still looking for financial backers. You think you know what's in the building and what needs to go and what can stay. Do you have a timeline for when we'll open the new Star Store building?
Yeah, we're still working against the original projected timeline, which is that major construction activity would occur generally in calendar 2026 with an opening in early calendar 2027. And that is very ambitious at this point, but I'm one of the most important parts of my job is to make sure that the property doesn't sit there empty and not producing impact. I have to get it open as quickly as possible so that we can start serving people.
All right, you're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Matt MacArthur, Director of Real Estate and Fundraising Arts and Fundraising and Arts, the Business Council of Greater Boston. And it is quite a task to think about this for a moment. But this is not the council's first rodeo. You've done projects like this all over. Is this the largest project ever done by the council?
This will certainly be the most complex from like a physical and construction perspective. We have been involved in projects that are maybe more complex from an architectural perspective, and then certainly larger. So our primary kind of flagship project is in Lowell. That property is about twice the size, so twice the square footage of the Star Store. And at the moment, it's 100% utilized. It's got 300 studios, and they're all full of artists and makers of every type.
Wow. Okay. So as I said, this is not your first rodeo. You come into this.
Not quite.
You come into this experienced and kind of knowing what you may find out about the building, and you've done it before, and I'm sure you're following the same blueprint for the most part in New Bedford. Can you flesh out a little bit more about the retail space that's planned?
Yeah, it's something that's actually been coming up in the smaller format group sessions that we've been hosting so far. It's an important question. The one thing I've been encouraging folks to kind of align with me about is a pretty expansive definition of the word retail. So when we say retail, or when I say retail, what I mean is uses that are engaging to the general public. So it may not be what you think of when you think of like a retail store or a storefront, but things that the general public can do when they come in the front doors of the building. So I'll give you some examples of stuff that folks brainstormed last night. They were talking about demonstration areas where folks could be producing works of art and the public could either see it happening through the windows or come in and participate. Classroom space for teaching of various art forms that folks could, see happening from the street and come in. We've had a few folks mention culinary arts, the idea of having something related to food and beverage, but probably not what you would think of as like a traditional restaurant, but something more interactive, something that, changes often. Retail, quote unquote, but when we say retail, we mean things that are engaging to the public that are related to the overall artistic purpose of the building.
Okay. There may be some in the city who say that this project is really all about what the council wants in the Star Store, and our thoughts don't really matter. Well, you're holding public hearings, you're holding three engagement meetings to get the ideas of the public, and that's what you've done in the past. Is that correct? You've used ideas from the public in some of your projects.
Yeah, it is, and even buildings like the one in Lowell that are operating and have been operating for some time, there's a constant feedback loop where we, you know, survey and interview the folks that are using the building. We interview the folks that are on the wait list to use the building in the future, to make sure that, you know, we're making adjustments along the way that actually fit folks' needs. I mean, I could wax poetic about our mission and how much I personally care about this work and all that, but I think the easiest way to explain it to someone that, you know, that isn't deeply involved in it is just that, you know, our interests are aligned with the interests of the public in New Bedford. If we don't make something that people actually care about and bond with, feel a relationship with, want to go to often, then we won't be successful either. So it has to be, you know, it's true that there are some elements of what we've done in the past that, you know, like the way we manage, you know, do property management and some of the kind of more technical stuff. Sure, we can copy and paste some of that stuff, but we can't copy and paste the programming or the culture of the building. It has to be something that's reflective of the town, the city that it's in. So.
Yep. These community engagement hearings, we should tell people exactly when and where they are. The community engagement sessions are the first one, September 15th, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Steeple Playhouse on William Street. September 23rd, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Verdian Vets Hall on Purchase Street. And September 29th at 5:45 to 7:30 at the Downtown Free Public Library on Pleasant Street. So again, William Street, Purchase Street, Pleasant Street, all downtown. People know where these places are. And if you're concerned about this, if you have a question, if you want to know what's just going on, that's fine. Stop by these community engagement sessions, and you'll learn quite a bit, I think, about this project. Can you give us a rundown, Matt, about what will happen during these public or community engagement sessions? How are they mapped out? What will happen?
Yeah, I sure don't want to ruin the surprise. there will be. We are using the feedback that we're getting in the smaller group sessions to inform the final design for how those town hall and community sessions are going to go.
Yep.
But generally speaking, you know, we will introduce ourselves and present progress to date. We'll lay out a general timeline or our best projection of what the timeline is at the moment, and. And then there will be a series of activities and more interactive elements for folks to participate in. For example, responding to ideas that we have posted up around the room, by visiting those stations and interacting with them. So, you know, not unlike what folks have probably experienced at community planning meetings before. You know, I think certently participating in the process and making your ideas heard is critically important, and that's the primary goal. But there is a secondary thing that happens at these meetings, and it's another reason why I would encourage folks to attend, is, you know, you run into people you haven't seen in a little while. You get updates from folks. You find out someone's, you know, creating something new or starting a new business or, you know, their life has changed. And as those conversations happen between individuals, you know, all kinds of new and interesting ideas are sparked and, you know, concepts for how those folks might engage as a group with the building, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's not just for the purpose of getting information from us. It's also a great opportunity to reconnect with folks you haven't seen in a while.
I would expect the arts community will turn out in great numbers, but why should the rest of the community care about this project? Why should somebody from the North End, for instance, care?
Totally. Yeah, I mean, if we do our job right, it's going to be the kind of thing that someone from the North End wants to travel into downtown to experience on a regular basis. So it's not just, you know, it's true that there will be spaces in the building that are specifically aimed at, you know, people doing their own artistic practice, you know, more individual or more discipline specific spaces. But it's also true that, you know, the building has to be a public benefit. So whether it's the ground floor or there are other areas in the building as well, there are going to have to be places where there's stuff for people who maybe don't consider themselves an artist but are interested in trying something out or want to come to a talk or a lecture or want to come see a demonstration of something. So, you know, it's not just for people who are artists, you know, with a capital A. It's going to be for everyone. So I would encourage anybody to attend.
All right. Matt MacArthur is his name, Director of Real Estate and Fundraising, Arts and Business Council of Greater Boston. That's the group that's hoping to transform the Star Store into a home where artists can work and create, plus some retail on the street level. Matt, thank you for giving us some time today. We'll be seeing you, I'm sure, at the community engagement sessions, I would guess. You'll be in attendance, right?
I certainly will be. It'll be a pleasure to see you all.
Okay.
And I don't, please don't hesitate to be in touch with me directly. You know, I am the boots on the ground in New Bedford, and I'm here to listen to you. So, you know, my email is on our website, starstorenb.org. Head on over there and reach out anytime.
Thanks very much, Matt. And again, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, coming up next, your theater opens its 79th season with The Odd Couple, female version. Should be a hoot. That's when Town Square Sunday continues.